Casey Zamata is the chair and founder of Always Find a Reason to Smile, the Suicide Prevention Network up here in the Peace region. She joins us on the line today. Casey, thank you very much for joining us today. A new satellite office is coming to the Peace region, and it sounds like it's almost a reality. Comments, please, on the fact that this office is coming.
Yes, this office is coming. I'm so excited. It feels like it's been a really long time coming that we need this to happen in our area in the Peace region. And yeah, I'm very excited to say that it's almost here.
What brought this idea on?
Well, we have had Always Find a Reason to Smile for about 7 years now. We are a nonprofit foundation. My family and I and close friends have a board that we've set up and we run it like that. We offer a lot of awareness and prevention activities and projects, but we don't go into actually giving the skills and giving the training. So it kind of got to the point that I knew we had to do something further than that in order to access some of these resources. So I approached the Resource Center in Grand Prairie, and amazingly, they were so open to the idea. They had thought of it in the past, but they didn't really have someone to champion it, so it was kind of put on the back burner. So when I approached them, they were really excited to have somebody interested and to have somebody want to put in the time. And of course, my passion is just off the charts, so it ended up being quite a good meeting. And yeah, they agreed to give it a shot, and we started planning, and we are almost there.
How good is it to have the Suicide Network in Grand Prairie on board with this project?
Oh, it's amazing. I don't think that it's possible without them. They've been running for a few years now, well, quite a few years. And they have all the programs and resources in place already, and they know what they're doing. So it's not like we're going in blind. We can open up and we can mirror them, and we can run the same programs that they're running, and we have the resources to back us in all aspects of it. So that is so huge.
You've put forward a few presentations to jurisdictions around the Peace region, County of Northern Lights being one, Town of Grimshaw being another. How excited are you, and how open are they to this project?
Yes, we've been doing a lot of presentations, actually. It's been keeping us busy, but it's been great. I'm from the area, so I know a lot of the people on the board, so it's great to go in and be able to show them what we can offer. And I mean, their understanding and their compassion, not just at the meeting but in prior years, the Peace Country is full of amazing people, and they're so open and willing to back us on this. And I mean, it's a big step. It's something we've never had, and I think it's fair to say they're all excited and they're all ready to do whatever they can do to help us.
How much excitement do you have that this project is almost here?
Oh, I can't even describe to you. I mean, it might seem strange to some people that I'm this excited for a Resource Center for Suicide Prevention, but I am just bursting. I cannot wait.
Having said this, Casey, going forward, what are some of the next steps that need to be taken for the project to become closer to reality?
So we're sitting right now that we've just looked at an office space, and I believe that we're going to take it. So the next step is to get that office open and running. And then we're going to start off with a bang with a wonderful group. It's called Skills for Safer Living, and it's basically a group that runs for kids and concurrently with the parent or caregiver. So that group will be one of the first things that we start, and I know that that's so important. We've got kids and teenagers that need some help right now, and I know that as a parent it's very difficult. So this first course group that we're offering is amazing.
Does that mean a couple of extra smile cookies could be on the menu?
That means there's always smile cookies on the menu.
I mentioned the smile cookies because you guys are the benefactors of that with Tim Hortons, and they've done very well, and I'm sure that does help as well.
Tim Hortons is one of our biggest fans. They always support us, and they're just amazing, the staff and the owners.
Any ideas of a timeline to have this up and running?
I'm going to say March, April. April 1st for sure, hopefully March 1st.
Fingers crossed that it becomes a reality by then. Casey Zamata, you are the chair and the founder of Always Find a Reason to Smile, the Suicide Prevention Network. Casey, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.